In addition to red blood cells, there are also another type of blood cell called the leukocytes or the white blood cells. And these cells are in general involved in your immune system. And I should mention that they are not limited to the blood. Some of the specific types of them are limited to the blood, but some of the specific types of white blood cells are able to leave the bloodstream and actually travel through the tissues. So they can leave the capillaries and so on and travel through the tissues themselves. What makes white blood cells interesting compared to the red blood cells is that they are able to move using a variety of movements. Oh, and I forgot to mention, when the white blood cells travel outside of the bloodstream, this is called diapedesis. So when they leave the bloodstream and travel through the tissues, this is called diapedesis. Now, the way that they travel is they use a couple of different ways that they travel. One is through amoeboid movement. And if you've ever seen an amoeba under the microscope, or I'm guessing you could probably go to YouTube and if you just typed in amoeba, you might be able to see one moving around. They move by extending parts of their cytoplasm forward and then pulling the rest of the cytoplasm with them. So they don't have particular organelles to move them. They simply move their cytoplasm forward and move that way. And these extensions of cytoplasm that move them forward are called pseudopods, meaning false feet. Another characteristic of white blood cell movement is that they move in a particular direction and they're attracted by chemicals. And this is called positive chemotaxis, which means they move towards certain chemicals that might be released, for example, by damaged body cells. Some of the chemicals are released by pathogens or invading organisms that might potentially cause disease. So when these chemicals are released into the bloodstream, the leukocytes or the white blood cells follow. One of the ways that the white blood cells work is by, at least some of them, not all of them, but is by a process called phagocytosis. And with phagocytosis, you should remember this from cell biology. With phagocytosis, the cells actually surround and engulf pathogens or damaged cells and bring them into their cytoplasm and then eventually digest them and by doing that, destroy them. They can also do this with cancer cells. So as we go through the different types of leukocytes or different types of white blood cells, I will try to mention which ones can engulf cell debris or pathogens by this process of phagocytosis.